This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Troy Watson. Troy, let's begin with this. We just saw a tarp pull. We just saw you go for a tarp slide. Was that your very first tarp slide in your life?
That was my very first tarp slide of my life. Hopefully not the last.
Woo! How was it?
It was a blast. I slid forever. It seemed like water kept hitting me in the face. I thought I was going to drown at first. I don't know. But, you know, I just got up. I looked back at the dugout, and they're going nuts, and I had to do it again, so I slid my way back.
Was that your idea, or was that somebody else's idea?
I said it at first, just jokingly, and then DJ Neil was like, no, do it, do it, and he got everybody in the dugout to just, like, rile me up, I guess, and peer pressure got the best of me, because then they were going to do it, and I couldn't let them do it, and not us, and I figured I was the right man for the job for that.
You joined the team. DJ Neil tells Adam Jackson, my broadcast partner, how great you are. He then finds me individually, tells me how glad he is to have you here. What's your relationship like with DJ?
With DJ, I can say we really started a bond in Bluefield last year. Both of us is coming from the South. Like we grew up playing sports, like football, baseball, basketball, track. We formed a bond over that, and it just grew ever since then. Like, he's one of my best friends on the team.
I know about DJ's football experience coming out of high school. What was your football experience?
It wasn't that good. I mean, I didn't play my senior year because of the baseball thing.
Yeah.
But my two sports are really baseball and basketball.
How good of a basketball player were you?
I was all right. I was just a three-pointer.
Three-point shooter?
Three-point shooter.
Steph Curry?
Who's Steph Curry?
All right, so out of Gunner, Texas.
Yes.
How good was your senior baseball season in high school?
Our senior baseball season, or my senior baseball season, was pretty good. Didn't end up the way we wanted it. We lost in the fourth round.
Yeah.
You know, there's people still say that we should have won. Should have, could have, would have. It didn't happen. Oh, well, get over it. But, I mean, it just, I think in high school it prepared me for college because, I mean, that was really my first year of actually, like, pitching. My senior year of high school was, amazing, like, with all the sports and, like, with all my seniors. Like, I still today talk to my best friends from my senior class and stuff like that. So,
how was going to Northern Colorado?
It was a blessing in disguise. You know, they kind of get overlooked because, like, they're not a powerhouse program. Like, they don't have all this money. They have X amount of scholarships to give out. But if you really go there, they really treat you like family, and they really show that you care. And they, like, everybody in there from this, like, from the coaches, the teammates, the trainers, the clubhouse managers, like, they truly care about you and will do everything in their power, like, just to get what you want and to, like, to help you succeed.
How did you become a better pitcher there?
R.D. Spies. Two words. Yeah. Coach Spies. He really took me under his wing. I was kind of an oddball. Like, not an oddball, but, like,
you were different from the rest of the guys.
No, I just, school wasn't really my thing.
Oh.
And he really pounded in my, like, made me think, like if I don't succeed in the classroom, I'm not going to succeed in life. Mm. And it just, the little things, like waking up and going to class, like staying there, like, I'm not even about doing my homework and stuff, just getting up and being on time to where I need to be. And he really helped me out a lot on that, just more off the field than on the field. And I really, and he knows I'm very appreciative of him.
Have you stayed in contact?
Mm-hmm. I actually texted him 2 days ago. He just had a kid not too long ago, Sam, a little Sam. He's doing all right. I just like being in touch with him because he put me aware in today.
What was your favorite class in college?
My favorite class?
Yeah.
I took a basketball class.
Really?
I would literally show up at the gym and just hoop for an hour.
It's nutty.
It's definitely nutty. I got buckets. That was my favorite class.
Oh, that's awesome. Speaking with Troy Watson, your sophomore year, right, there were a lot of injuries that you had to persevere through. What happened?
So my very first start of the year, my sophomore year, opening night, I was a Friday guy. We played at San Jose State. Threw pretty well, for it being the first game of the season, just trying to get our feet wet. I felt fine after the outing. The next day, felt fine. And then whenever we got back to Colorado, I had some elbow tightness, and I got diagnosed with ulnar neuritis. And if you've ever had an ulnar problem, it's a nerve. It's not fun. It's not really painful. It's just annoying, because you feel fine in your everyday activities, but if you try and throw a baseball, you just can't. So I was out for solid almost a month and a half. So I started the first game of the year. I didn't come back until the fourth week left of conference. I only got 33 innings.
How did you pitch when you came back?
Good. I felt like I didn't skip a beat, mostly because of my support staff around me that I had there. Coach Spies, he kept me on task. Even though I wasn't throwing, I was doing a lot of shadow work in the pen, just staying on my craft.
Let's talk approaching the draft. Were you expecting to be drafted?
I was, yes. My agent said be expecting a day two or day three. Yeah. Day two didn't happen, so I was like, all right, this has to be it. This has to be it. And I was actually eating at Buffalo Wild Wings with my dad on draft day, and my dad was watching the board, and he just screamed out, holy crap, Troy Watson. And I was like, it's legit now. And I don't know, it was kind of a surreal moment, because it's just been me and my dad my entire life, like all 21 years, and we've worked every moment for that moment. And it was really humbling to finally know that I'm in the door, but it's just getting started.
How did it feel to be pitching in a minor league baseball game?
In Bluefield? There's nothing all really exciting about Bluefield, let me tell you, but it's just the adrenaline rush that you get because you see that Blue Jays on your jersey, and you're playing for something way bigger than that. Like, going from high school to college and then now playing for an organization, I'm playing for Canada, I'm playing for myself, I'm playing for my dad, now I'm playing for my high school and for UNC, bundles in together. It's way bigger than yourself.
How did you spend the off season?
I spent it working with my dad, helping him out with his work. I obviously did my workouts. I caught up with some friends a lot. I went to a couple football games. I actually went to the LSU and a Miami game at AT&T Stadium. That was fun. But yeah, mostly often I just chilled out, just really took my time off.
And so now here's your first full professional season, right from spring training up to this point. What are you currently working on?
On the field?
Yes, as a pitcher.
As a pitcher, I'm working on a changeup, because apparently that's some big pitch in baseball, I guess. I don't know. I'm starting to figure that out, because my last two outings I've thrown it. And it gets guys out. I can see what all the hype is about.
What's your grip?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's just whatever feels good that day.
You just grab and throw it.
Yeah, it's probably a problem why I don't have a good changeup, because I mess around with grips too much.
Your curve looks good, though.
My curveball is finally back, yes.
Have you scrapped your slider? Is the slider just away for another day?
No, actually, I threw a pin yesterday. The slider looked really good. It's just been, it hasn't been as sharp as it has been. I don't know, but I feel like whenever it all start to come together, I'll be fine.
And then finally with Troy Watson, besides baseball, what else do you love to do?
I like to play video games. I like to tarp slide. I like to tarp slide. I like to play video games. I like to hang out with my teammates. Big Reg down there. He's an all right guy. But yeah, I just like to like hang out and have fun. Like, you know me, I'm a really goofy person to be around. I'm not uptight. I'm never like judgmental. I just love to have fun in any kind of moment.
Troy, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Troy Watson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassen, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.